Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Tov Hey. We are up to Sif Hey. We're on page Ayin Resh, the page before 540. The Mechaber says in Sif Hey, Mishahu Tziuhu Chutz LaTchum Ovdei Kol Chavim, one who is taken out of his tchum by Goyim, O Ruach Ra, or an evil spirit overtook him and made him go outside the tchum, O Sha'ar Kol Ones, or any kind of Ones that he was forced to leave his tchum, O Sheshagag V'yatza, or simply he accidentally went out of his tchum. In all these cases, Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos, as we've been discussing, when you're outside the tchum, all you have is four Amos. But now we continue. Hechziruhu letoch atchum. If the goyim that took him out, or any of these things that took him out, also took him back in, ki'ilu lo yatza, then it's ki'ilu he never left. Vaharei kol ha'ir kar ba'amos kibatchila. And the whole city becomes like his dalat amos that it was before. V'chuta lo alpayim amos lekol ruach. And he gets back his entire tchum. He walks throughout the city and he has 2,000 amos. So if he's forced out, while he's out, he only has 4 amos. And when he's forced back in, so then he gets the dinim of his city, that he walks freely throughout the city, plus 2,000 amos in all directions. Avol, im chozer ladas. But if he was forced out, where he only has 4 amos, and then with das he comes back in, so vaiter ein lo ela arba amos, then he continues with that din that he only has 4 amos. The Ramah says, v'cheinim nichnas l'svina. So too, if a person goes into a svina, v'yotza ha-svina chutz la-tchum, and the svina leaves the tchum, v'chozro la-achori, and then it goes back to the tchum, la-nomel, back to the porch, if liga misham, where it left from, hareyu ki'il lo-yotza, there as well, it's the same din, it's ki'il, he never left. Da-havelei kemosho ti'u, ovdei kochavim echziru. We'll see the exact case, but this is like the case where the goyim took him out by force and brought him back, he gets the din of the city again. So says the Mishaburas of Katan Yud Beis, Misho Tziu, again the Goyim took him out of the Tchum, Ratzalomer, that Filu Ba'ofen Zeshaya Onos Badover, even in such a case where he was such an ones in the situation, Gam Kein Ein Lo Ela Arba Amos, still once you're outside the Tchum, it doesn't matter how you got there, you only have 4 Amos. Kol Shekein Kishi Yotza B'meizdiv Kanal B'sav Aleph, certainly if you went out on purpose, certainly you'll only have 4 Amos. In all these cases, you go outside the Tchum, but ones, you only have 4 Amos from where you are. Sifkatan Yud Gimel O Ruach Ra, or an evil spirit overtook you and took you out. Shenitra Fadaito, person's das, got a little confused. V'achakach Nishtafa, and then he regained his das. So again, he only has 4 Amos when he's outside. Sifkatan Yudalad Oshe Shagav Yatza, after Kol Shekein Humidin Ones. So the Mishabru is bothered. We just said if you were forced out, you only have 4 amos. So certainly if you were shogeg, which is more close to mezid, so certainly you're going to be limited to only 4 amos. So says the Mishabura, even though it's a kol shekein, noka zem mishum seifa. It mentions the case of shogeg, not so much for the chiddush of when you're out and you only have 4 amos, but when it's hechziruhu mahani afilu bazeh. But when they bring you back in, not only when it's a case of ones to go out and go back in, that you get the din of your city again, but even if you went out b'shogeg, which is you're a little more responsible for, still, if you go back in, you get the din of your city, even though you were b'shogeg. Sivkotan tesvav, when you're outside the city, you only have arba amos. Ayin le'el simen shin tzadivav b'hagoh e'choshven ha'arba amos. Look back in shin tzadivav, how exactly we calculate the dalat amos that you have. Sivkotan tesayin, the mechaber said, but if you went back into your city, ladas, so then you are back with the dinim of your city plus the 2,000 amos. Rotzalomar b'rotzen u'bedas. With will and with knowledge you went back. So that's when, if you went back bedas, that's when you only have 4 amos. If you were forced out and forced back in, you get the din of your city again, plus 2,000 amos. But if you were forced out and you went back with das, so then you only have 4 amos there. Rosalomar b'rotzen u'bedas, lafuki im shagag v'chazer. This is excluding a case where you went back in by accident. So then choshev ki'ilu hechziru, going back in by accident, is like you were forced back in, then you would get the din of the city that you had mitchila. Sifkoton Yud Zayin. So the Mechaber said, if you went back with us, you only have 4 amos. V'davka shelo nichnas le'iro. This is only if you went back into your tchum with us, so then you're limited to 4 amos. but you didn't go back into your city. But if you went back to your original city that was surrounded by walls, then we do view your entire city that's surrounded by walls as the Ramos. You can walk throughout the city. And though 13, he points out, we'll see in tomorrow's Shir Mitzvah as well, that you cannot walk 2,000 Amos beyond the Tchum. You can just walk within the walls of the city. Like we'll see there in Sifches, Ve'ayin Shom, Masher Kosavnu Bazel. Look over there what we discuss in this Nakuda. Then the Rambam said the same din of a goy taking one out of his tchum and bringing him back in. So the same thing is if one is nichnas la svina and the svina goes out and comes back again, he returns to the same din of the city that he had before. It says in Mishabura, Mairi Shekona Shvisa Biabasha. The case of the Rambam is where you will kona shvisa on a dry land. V'nichnas la svina b'shabes stam leishabba, and you went onto a svina on Shabbos stam to sit there. V'lo lahaflig, not to go out by the ship. D'inichnas lahaflig, because if you went onto the ship planning to set sail, have a kiyotza ladas, that's considered going out of your tchum adas. V'ein lo ela arba amos, and then you would only have four amos. So we're talking a person who was kona shvisa in the city on the dry land, and now he decided to go sit and spend some time on the boat. Meanwhile, while he was sitting there relaxing and schmoozing with his friends, all of a sudden it set sail and it went out, so it wasn't his fault. And it went outside the tchum, sifkatan yotes, umayri, shahoya oso hamokum shechutz latchum pachos mi'asor tfachim. The place where it went out beyond the tchum, again, had to be less than 10 tfachim. V'imkein hoya osor lo lahachzir midaita l'mokam arishon. And if that was the case, he would not be allowed to go back with das to his original place, who could lael besov simin tov dalid, el mishum de chazra mi'atzim l'achareh, because the ship went back by itself, meaning without his knowledge, it went back to its original place, so matirin lo, then it's going to be mutter. So to summarize the case of the Rambam is really just adding on another case of the Mechaber. The same way the Mechaber said that when you leave your tchum, ba'ones or b'shogig, so then wherever you end up, you only have four amos, but if they bring you back to the original place, you get the whole city plus 2,000 amos tchum that you had originally. So the same thing is true if you were kona shvisa on the dry land and you went to sit on a boat and the boat went out without you realizing it and then came back. So again, even though you went outside the tchum, that's considered ba'ones. And when you get back to your city, you would have the entire city plus the 2,000 amos beyond the walls of the city. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivav, Nisanuhu Ode Kochavim Chutz Latchum. If the goyim placed you outside the tchum, Bidir o besahar umaora o beir acheres mukefes homeladira, and they placed you into some kind of corral or pen. We'll see exactly what these are in the Mishabura. A deer, a sahar, a maora, a cave, or another city that is surrounded by a wall for dwelling purposes. O shenenas b'shar ones, or it wasn't the guy that took you out; it was some other ones that made you go outside of your tchum, but you entered an area that was surrounded by walls. Or by accident, you went outside the tchum. And you entered one of these enclosures. And you only realized that when you were enclosed in these walls. So as opposed to what we learned in Sifhei, where you went out b'shogeg or ba'ones, and you ended up in an open area, you only have dalet amos. Here, if you went out with the same shogeg, same ones, but you were placed in an area that has walls, so the entire enclosure will be your dalet amos, so it will be more lenient. You can walk freely throughout the whole area. Avol, im yotzo chutz l'tchumo ladas. But if you went outside of your tchum with knowledge, you knew what you were doing, you went out with das, afa pishu besoch echad me'elu, even though you ended up in one of these enclosures, ein lo ela arba amos. If you did it on purpose, so it doesn't matter that you went into a city with walls around it, you're still limited to your four amos. So if you're forced out of your tchum into one of these enclosures, you have the whole area. But if you went out with das, so then you are not getting the whole area, you only have your dalet amos. Says the Mishabura Sifkatan Chaf Nisanuhu Akum Chutz Latchum. You'll notice in the Mechaber an interesting thing. He starts off and he says, the Goyim placed you outside the tchum. It doesn't say how you went out, it just says where they placed you. At the end of the Mechaber, he says, "Aval im yotza chutz l'tchum l'das." At the end, he talks about how you went out. But in the beginning, he doesn't say how you went out l'chutz. He just says they placed you chutz latchum. So the Mishabura fills in the gaps and he writes in Sifkat and Chav, Ratzalomer shehotzi uhu mitoch atchum unisanu sham. Even though the Mechaber only says they placed you there, what it means to say is they took you out of the tchum and they placed you there. If you look at the Shaar Tzion Yud Ches, he writes, "Kein muchab b'gemara." This clip from the Gemara, the ilu yotzel adas, because if he went out of his tchum with das, afilu im achar kach holichu bal korach osham. Even if the goyim then took him and put him in this place against his will, ainu al arbamos, he wouldn't have arbamos. He would only have arba amos. He only gets the whole enclosure because the goyim A took him out of his tchum and B they placed him inside the enclosure. You need both of those things. Sikkaton hay bedir. What exactly is a deer? Goder shel behemos. It's walls that they make for animals. Shaosin basados. They make them in the fields. Hayom kan vayom kan. And they're moving around from place to place. Today they're here. And today they're over here. Kedei lezablam begelei behemos are trying to fertilize the area with the excrement of the animals. So they're enclosing the animals and moving them from place to place. So this person was placed in a deer. That's a deer. Visar nasa lebahamos ha'ir. A sar is also an enclosure, but it's made for the animals of the city. Velohiskir kan she'emuka fadira. When it comes to the ira acheres, the Mechaber says, that was mukefes chomeladira, here by the deer and the sar, it doesn't mention that it was surrounded for dwelling purposes, and the reason is very simple. Mishum de lo ba'ina mukaf adira elokeshaya ashetach yosem mebeis asayim. You only need the concept of mukaf adira if the area is larger than the beis asayim. Ustam dir vasar lo have kokach, and ustam dir and sar is not so big. If there would be a case where it was as big as a beis asayim, more than a beis asayim, so ba'inat shehe mukaf adira, that of course we would require it to be mukaf adira, kigon sheshomer habehemos darsham. How would you have a deer and a sar being mukaf adira? It would have to be that the guard of the animals is living there, and that would make it mukaf adira. Sekaton chaf beis mukafes chomel adira. We said the goyim took you out to the deer, the sar, the ma'ara, or an ira acheres that was mukafes chomel adira. Da'al yedei zeh havei kereshus hayochid. Through being surrounded by a wall for dwelling purposes, I guess a din of reshus hayochid. V'havei kula ka'ar ba'amos, and the whole enclosure is like da'al amos. V'hu adin la'yoro she'em mukafos choma. The same thing would be true if you would be placed in a city that did not have a wall. But v'yesh b'hen tikune eruvin, but they were fixed up properly with tzuras ha'pesach to make an eruv. U'kemoshe gasav nulel b'simin tov alfa mishabura ayin sham. That would be the same thing as if there was a wall. V'day you should know, d'hu adinim heviyu akum b'svina. The same thing would be true if the goyim put you onto a ship. Gam kein eino mutter me'atzmo loses min ha'svina. You also would not be allowed to leave that svina. The whole svina would be your da'al amos. That's all you would get. Im hi omedas l'mata me'asara. If it is lower than 10 tfachim from the ground. Elim kein kishin nichlus asvina besoch hekev mechitza sa'ir. Unless the svina ends up going within the walls of the city, so then it's like you're brought back into the city, you'll be able to walk freely throughout the entire city. V'yesh omim da'afiluim ha'ir eina mukefes v'mechitza mitzana nomel. Even if the city only has three walls around it, and the city on the side of the port doesn't have a wall, but omek mekoma mayim sheb mekoma nomel nechshev l'mechitza. That drop by the body of water, where the water starts, by the port, that can be counted as a mechitza. And the Shaar Tzion points out in Chavav, the afal pi shelo hukva ladira, even though that's a natural wall where the water is, so it wasn't surrounded for dwelling, kevan de shalosh mechitza shesaviv ha'ir hukva ladira, since the three walls that are actual walls were built around the city for dwelling purposes, le'islamba, we're not concerned that the fourth wall is a natural wall and it wasn't made ladira. And then Mishabura ends off and writes, V'ayim v'magin Avram, Masha Kasa, Bazeh, B'shem Ahril, V'nisbar, B'bir Halacha. Says the Mishabura, V'ayter Sivkot and Chav Gimel. Besides the cases that the Mechaber starts with, where a person is forced out Ba'ones by the Goyim, or any other Ones, then he has on, Osha Shagal V'yatza, Rotzalomar, Shayatorud B'inyanov, he was busy with his things, he totally lost track of the Tchum, and he went outside the Tchum, that's B'shogig. The Chol Ki Agavna, or any such scenario. The Mechaber said, V'niskar v'hu besocho, he only realized that when he was in the enclosure, he can walk throughout the entire enclosure. La'afuke b'sheniskar kodem shenichnas, v'nichnas. To exclude a case where he realized his mistake before he went into the enclosure, and then he went into the enclosed area, ein lo ela arba amos. Then he only gets 4 amos, da'arei nichnas adas, as kol b'nichnas adas. We need that you left without das, and you were placed in this area without das, that it was all one big shogig or ones, but if you realize that after you made a mistake in going out, and then you purposely went into an enclosure, that would only give you da'ar amos. But we said at the end of the Mechaber, if you was yotzo chutz l'tchum l'das, if you went out of your tchum l'das, even though you end up in one of these areas, you only get 4 amos. Whether you enter these areas on your own with das, or the goyim placed you there, either way you'll only get da'aramos. Since your leaving of the tchum was with das, so lo aminam bezeh kulo karba amos. We don't say that's all like karba amos. I am be'alocha. Well, I'd like to see a drop of the be'alocha, but I want to just summarize what we're saying over here in the mechaber and the old mishavura is that if the goyim did two things. They took you out of your tchum and they placed you into an enclosed area. So then we view the whole enclosed area as your da'ar amos. You can walk freely throughout that enclosed area. But if either you went out on your own from the tchum and then they put you there, or they took you out and then you went into the enclosure, all those things, then you don't get any more than da'ar amos because you're outside your tchum. The only way you can gain the full area of the enclosure is if the goyim took you out of your tchum and they put you in there. One very important bi'alach over here, the v'maschal v'myotza chutzat chum l'das. So the Mishabur just explained the Mechaber that if you went outside of your tchum l'das, so even though you're in one of these areas, you only have da'ar amos, ayin mishabura, v'hu lefi das ha'ramam v'si'oso u'kafi shibir ha'rav ha'magid. This is a sheet of the Rambam and those who agree with him, like the Rav ha'magid explains. V'da you should know, the harashba, the haritva, v'tozas erev in chotes pligyazem. Many of you shouldn't argue on this. V'savri, and they hold, the b'chol gavni mikilinon. In all cases, we're lenient, b'moko mukaf mechitzos. Any area that you find yourself in that's surrounded by walls, l'choshvo kulu ka'arba amos. Even if you did it on purpose, you left your tchum on purpose, you went into the enclosure on purpose, where we said very clearly in the Mishavur, the Fidah Mechaber, you only get Da'at Amos. All these Rishonim say that you get the entire enclosure as your Da'at Amos. They're much more lenient. The Gra seems to lean towards those Rishonim as well. Ayin Masha Herich Bazet. One last line, Mikom Okom Lamaisa, Bivada Yesh Lachmir Gdasa, Mechaber Loch Lamaisa, says the Chavetz Chaim, one should be Machmir like the Shita of the Mechaber, the Harbe Rishonim Kaim Bishita Sarambam. It's not just the Rambam, there are many Rishonim that go like the Rambam, and therefore one should be Machmir like the Mechaber, and that if he goes on purpose out of his tchum and finds himself inside an enclosure, not to walk more than 4 amos. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah tomorrow with Siv Zion.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.